This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Angelina Jolie and The Weeknd exited celebrity hotspot Giorgio Baldi in LA, setting the rumor mill ablaze with speculation about what occurred on their night out. After spending hours at the high-end Italian eatery, the pair left separately so as not to be photographed together. As they exited, the paparazzi turned the night into day as their cameras went off. So LA. Lynn Spears, mother of pop star Britney Spears, is torn over her mixed feelings regarding her daughter's conservatorship battle. "I got mixed feelings about everything," Lynn, 66, confessed to journalist Ronan Farrow of The New Yorker. "I don't know what to think. It's a lot of pain, a lot of worry." Huh, where has Britney's mother been throughout all of this? M.I.A. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez spent a day with their children and their bodyguards at Universal Studios Hollywood, where they strolled through Springfield, the Park Simpsons-themed attraction. The group, who was on a private VIP tour popular with celebs, also visited the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and Jurassic World The Ride. Things are getting serious now. Kimberly Alexander, the woman who claims to have had a child with Khloe Kardashian's now ex-boyfriend Tristan Thompson, hosted a night at Larry Flynt's Hustler Club in New York. She took the opportunity to discuss the intricacies of her legal battle with the NBA star from the stage before dancing for something called Beaver Bucks. Beaver Bucks. Isn't that like child support? Spider-Man co-stars Zendaya and Tom Holland solidified their off-screen romance with a passionate makeout session in LA. The couple were photographed packing on the PDA at a red light during a sunset drive in Tom's sports car. Holland, 25, could be seen as he leaned in to kiss the Euphoria star, 24. Aww, young lust. Meek Mill and Travis Scott got into a fight at a ritzy party in the Hamptons, causing a huge scene. The pair got into a loud verbal argument at the soiree, which was thrown by Philadelphia 76ers co-owner Michael Rubin and attended by Jay-Z, Jon Bon Jovi, and more. Luckily, the two rappers were pulled apart and led away before it escalated. Trashy! Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber look more in love than ever while cuddling and sharing a passionate smooch aboard a yacht in Greece. Yeah, the happily married couple were recently photographed sharing loving kisses during a private yacht trip along the Mediterranean while wearing colorful summer outfits. Ugh, get a room, cabin. Britney Spears' co-conservator Jody Montgomery is really scared about the threat she's been receiving amid the pop star's legal battle. Montgomery, who insists she won't quit her role as co-conservator of Britney's controversial conservatorship despite receiving hardcore death threats, says it's sad she has to deal with it. Ugh, this is why I love dogs. Bruce Lee's daughter, Shannon Lee, finds Quentin Tarantino's take on her father exhausting, saying, quote, "I'm really f***ing tired of white men in Hollywood trying to tell me who Bruce Lee was. I'm tired of hearing that he was arrogant and an asshole when they have no idea and cannot fathom what it might have taken to get work in 60s Hollywood as a Chinese man," unquote. That's a wrap.
Idiot of the Week.
Nick Cannon, host of The Masked Singer, claims he's had all those kids on purpose. Cannon had a baby with model Alyssa Scott in June, just weeks after he had twins with Abby De La Rosa. Last December, he and model Brittany Bell had a second kid, and then there are the twins with Mariah Carey. Jeez, put a sock on it. Idiot. Gabe Arales recently was named the winner on Top Chef. But now the show's co-star, Padma Lakshmi, is calling for an investigation into his behavior when he managed one of Texas's best restaurants. The former executive chef of Austin's Commodore was fired for repeated violations of restaurant harassment and discrimination policies. Sounds like Hell's Kitchen. Kendall Jenner has asked a judge for protection from another stalker. The Keeping Up with the Kardashians star, 25, filed for a restraining order against an obsessed man who tried to scale a fence at her home. The model claimed that Noah Flores has also sent her gifts, professing his love for her, and has showed up at her home several times since 2018.
Nutcase.
Tyler Posey has been doing a lot of exploring with his new girlfriend, Femme. The Teen Wolf star said the queer alt-rock singer he's been dating helped him realize he was gay and that his relationship with Femme is the best relationship he's ever been in. He said, quote, "Femme helped me realize that I fit under the queer umbrella and that I'm sexually fluid," unquote. Fluid? TMI. Demi Lovato and Noah Cyrus were photographed holding hands at Six Flags Magic Mountain months after sparking romance rumors. Lovato, who came out as non-binary in May, and Cyrus attended the Space Jam, a new legacy party at the amusement park in Valencia, California, with friends. Could there be salacious dating going on?
The Trash Bin.
Shortly after the TLC channel canceled Counting On following 11 seasons, Jim Bob and Michelle Dugar said, quote, "We look forward to all the new adventures that may come our way. It's hard to believe that 17 years have passed since we were contacted about the logistics of raising 14 children," unquote. Yep, that was a dark day.
The news wrap-up.
President Biden has reined in worker non-compete clauses, making switching jobs easier. China is cracking down on stocks like Didi that trade on U.S. exchanges. Melinda Gates will resign if she and Bill Gates can't work together at their foundation. Trump sued Twitter, Facebook, and Google and immediately began fundraising off the effort. There he is, like a bad hangover.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Space Jam is the biggest movie in the land.
The number one album.
Olivia Rodrigo's Sour is still the best-selling album.
The number one app.
It's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood by Quentin Tarantino remains the best-selling fiction book.
Måneskin is an Italian rock band formed in 2016. Performing on the streets in the early days, the band rose to prominence after finishing second on the Italian version of talent show X Factor. Then came international success at the Eurovision Song Contest this year with their winning song Zitti e Buoni. They've topped the European music charts several times and collected 23 platinum and 6 gold certifications there before their post-Eurovision breakthrough. There was some controversy at Eurovision after it appeared that lead singer Damiano David was snorting cocaine on live TV, but that apparently was not the case. They've released a new single here in the U.S. and we love it. Here's Måneskin with the song of the week, Beggin'.
I'm begging you to put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging you to put your loving hand out, darling. Riding high when I was king, I played it hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then, but easy come and easy go, and it put in. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you get me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your
That's Måneskin with the song of the week, Beggin'. visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.